Republican Senator John Cornyn in January criticized the president's strategy of building a border wall by declaring the issue a national emergency.
There have been emergencies declared in the past. Almost invariably, they end up in court.
Following the president's announcement, though, Cornyn said that he would need to study the emergency order before deciding whether or not he supports the effort. Other Texas Republicans, like Congressman Will Hurd, whose district stretches from San Antonio to El Paso, said that he does not support the president's declaration. Democratic lawmakers wanting to halt the presidential order can ask the courts to determine if it passes constitutional muster. Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat whose district stretches from San Antonio to Laredo, says that lawmakers can also take congressional action under the National Emergencies Act.
Under this act, it basically puts some limits, and one of the big limits is that Congress can go ahead and void what the president does, so we have to pass a resolution in the House and then pass one in the Senate.
Congress passed a spending measure that provides the Trump administration just over $1.3 billion towards a border structure. As part of that resolution, Cuellar added language that exempted South Texas icons like the National Butterfly Center and the historic La Lomita Chapel from having a border structure erected on their land. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.